coming here, my spirit was being drawn. Like, I literally, it looked like they wanted to pull me out of the car into the auditorium. So they hung out. There's a particular young lady, she's fair. The intensity of hunger she came for this meeting with. In that pool, I could literally see her imagery. And I know if I don't do this now, it will distract me. I won't be able to teach. So I need to attend to that hunger quickly so that I can open scriptures. They were pulling me from the vehicle. Come now, come now. And they were drawing me. Literally drawing me to the platform. Because of the hunger they came with. This one didn't come for a message. They came for encounters. They came for encounters. For encounters. For encounters. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus, right now, everyone that comes with that intensity of hunger, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, to the overflow, Holy Ghost, touch, Barakadona, Vayeno, Melana, Mia, Toa, Takida, Barakai, Levanava.
Father,
you, Father. There are seven of you. You just change locations in the spirit. The authority that comes with height, that dimension of authority, step into it now. Step into it now. Vados Kata. This person, you've been traveling towards the north, and in recent times, God has added Cameroon to your mission field. In fact, as I speak now, there are arrangements for you to begin to invade that region towards Adamawa, Mubi, Cameroon. And the Lord is saying, you are stepping into the rain. As you enter your meetings, you will come with the rain of the Spirit. With the rain of the Spirit. Everyone implicated by that utterance, every missionary in this auditorium and outside, in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, step into that rain of the Spirit. Please lift your hands to whatever. Sir, there's an oil of a prophetic psalmist on you. I'm seeing this man blowing a trumpet in the spirit. And there's an oil is flowing through you. And there's an angel of light standing behind you. And he said, your songs are not melodies. He said, they are a message to a generation. Because your voice is beginning to be amplified in the spirit. Because in you is a trumpet. And he said, by God, I lifted my flute and I uttered that sentence. And he said, mysteries of the kingdom will begin to flow out of your spirit. And by your flute, he said, warriors will be born. Because David did not raise soldiers by training them in the cave. He raised soldiers by sound. And as he blew the flute, their DNA was altered. Molecular vibrations of the spirit. And he said, you are entering that dimension, the Davidic dimension. In the name of Jesus, that grace decreases. Shark. Apata KBT. A microphone in the spirit, and the Lord says to tell you, don't rush out. He said, wait and start, because it's not about starting, it's about finishing strong. So the Lord will have me pray for you and lay my hands on your chest, so that you will receive gravity in the spirit. Because you will be great. The horn of God on your life is high. He said, but you need to serve to get stamina in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, such as I have, take. Wiping your tears, because I'm seeing death around you. I'm seeing people dying, and there is so much fear, because it looks as if a family has been besieged. Destinies of people head down, people can't settle down, and those who want to rise are cut off. And the Spirit of the Lord is wiping your tears, because He said the strong man is going down. The strong man is going down. No more! People have used you because of your good heart. But the Lord says He will restore. He will restore. He will restore. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Seeing a fire burning around you, and the Lord said He's activating your altar, because this one, He says, is an intercessor that will keep the gates of the city. He said, but there have been contentions around your life, there have been struggle, but He says it's a distraction. And as I speak, the fire of God is setting your altar ablaze again, because at the altar the incense go higher. Instead, every distraction will vanish, and you will enter into your priestly office, because this one is a priestess after the order of Melchizedek. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For a moment, be sensitive, please. Stay sensitive for a moment. I'm seeing somebody's like you have something like a prayer cell, you are just starting out. and you have a connection with Kano. I don't know, this person is not necessarily in Kaduna. He came in for this meeting. He has a connection with Kano. From what I'm seeing in the spirit, there's a prayer cell. Come quickly, I want to pray with you. You just started a prayer unit and you have a connection with Kano, because I saw you came in from Kano. Father, there's an angelic dimension that will rest upon you. Thank you, Father. Paradina, Benzizaki, Dotaris, Tractor Pratekini, Paradana, Zanzar. Men are receiving scepters in the spirit, scepters of authority. Corona Tai, Tatavaki, Rosabana, Arianda Park. Scepters in the spirit. Bando Riva Kade, Otters, the next 7 people that go under the power, bring them here. They are receiving scepters of authority. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, touch. Manda Kabak, the dad of Ratania, 7. Bring them here. Maroto Bakade, Chatavadis, Tantada, Raka, Satundre Patakai. Gatekeepers, waters, custodians of dimensions of the spirit. Holy Night, Padak in the fire. I release that dimension. Manda Kibate is the wind of the spirit. Ruach HaKodesh. HaKodesh is the movement of the spirit. Parakada Toa. Ruach HaKodesh. I release the dimensions of the wind. I release the dimensions of the wind. I release the dimensions of the wind. Makadara Tatak. Tetatatanina Takai. You may be young, but you are receiving an impartation of an ancient spirit. You are receiving an impartation of an ancient spirit by the strength of God. Vano Satan. Allah Kodapane. The wind of the spirit. Fodina Kavona Tavaida and Tatana Tatana Kita Tapado. It's the night of revival. So drink of the wine of the spirit. In the dimension of the wind. Elevayana Toa. Thank you, Father. Most of you, your life will never remain the same again. Never. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. You see, the healing angels have begun to enter this auditorium. It's not a healing service, but pains are already leaving people. Excruciating pains. Growth. Ukamaleya Oida Ngoe Ocho. Great and mighty God.
Great and mighty God. Awesome is your name. Aleya Shaba Oida Ngoe Ocho. Great and mighty God. Great and mighty God. Awesome is your name.
Ukamaleya.
Oh, you don't know. When am I God? When am I God? What can be your name?
I'm the Ashaba.
Oh, you don't know. When am I God? When am I God? What can be your name?
Leave them, leave them. Don't force them. Allow them. You don't even know what God is doing with them. Even me, I don't know. This is where transformation takes place. It's not just calling people to come forward for altar call. This is where God works on men. Thank you, Father. There's a last wind that is coming to this auditorium. Thank you, Jesus. It's the move of the Spirit that makes the difference. There's a last wind that is coming into this building. Please be sensitive. In Jesus' name. If somebody is overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit, just guide them to lie down so they are not injured. But leave them there. When God is done with them, they will stand up on their own and go. In the name of Jesus. Peace. Be still. Thank you, Father. There's a wind of the Spirit that is going to blow through this auditorium now. Many will scream very loud. It's because a gutter is about to open from their spirit. You have potentials, but you can't manifest. Powers have held you down. This is what the Holy Ghost is coming to do. To break the rocks in pieces and let the waters flow. In the name of Jesus, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, to the overflows outside, Holy Ghost, move. Ruach HaKodesh, the wind of God, move. We've not come with cunningly devised fables. We've come with the manifestation of the Spirit and power. That your faith may be established on the power of God and not on the wisdom of men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name. Most of you, we leave this meeting and discover that long-standing afflictions have ended. The next 7 days will be days of discoveries. You will just discover things have changed. You will discover a favor has come upon you. Things you have not received in 10 years will come to you by free cost. Afflictions that have plagued your family will just run away. And you say, what is this? And then the Holy Ghost will tell you, when God turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that drinking, and our mouth was full of laughter. And they said, how was this done? And he said, God, he has visited this people. So I step into your family and I break off. I break off. I shatter foundations in that. I say, let us fix on that. Let reproach be known the way. Every long standing family challenge in the name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of war. In the name of Jehovah Ra, I decree an end to your captivity. Shall the lawful captive be delivered? Shall the prey be taken from the hands of the mighty? Thus saith the Lord. Even the captive of the mighty shall be delivered, and the prey of the terrible shall be taken away. For I will feed your enemies with their blood, and they will fast. Manda kabo davaka, jadava kodianda tash. By the authority of the apostolic office, I say, let reproach from the way. Every family represented here and everybody under the influence of my voice, I say, let your captivity be torn in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The grace for speed is about to come on someone. Some of you will start running. Others, please be mindful so people are not injured. It's a grace for speed. A grace. Some people will start moving irregularly. Holy Ghost, I release that grace. But Barakadobanaka, Etabana Taliana Badoria, and Pataka, Sazak, Ratabon, Sadakaya.
You learn.
give you glory. We give you praise. Somebody stepping into the angelic dimension. You will know the difference between laboring by your strength and laboring by grace. From tonight, the portals for angelic encounters are open. Most of you, we have visible encounters with angelic entities. Yes. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Just lift your hands toward heaven and give him thanks. I'll just be sharing with us for 30 minutes. I don't know you, but the world will not recover from your ministry. The world. I'm seeing angels walking on your vocal cords because new sounds are being released to you. New sounds and new equipment of the spirit. Harps with 17 strings. Harps. Harps. Because string instruments, they are being released. The world will not recover. Covenant. Somebody is receiving an impartation of fire. As you leave this conference, when you preach, men will cry. Men will weep and repent and hold to the horns of the altar. Because I see the mantle of John the Baptist. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. In Jesus' name. The river of God is flowing through this place. And many of you that have become stained, your fountain has become dry. The river of God is flowing. Just receive that refreshing. Receive that refreshing. The river is flowing. Those of you in the choir, stretch your hands in my direction. It's about to be an election of grace. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, right now, touch! That's it. It's a river. Touch! Name of Jesus, you will never remain the same again. Holy Ghost, pass! Those of you here, lift your hands. Barakata Thomas, such as I have with God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Holy Ghost, pass! 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 Father,
of you. You are about to enter a new phase in your life. Holy Ghost, thoughts. Marco Satabak. Tatanda Talamatida Kabak. Ladiana. Those of you here, lift your hands to whatever. You will never remain the same again. Your ministries are moving forward. Holy Ghost, thoughts. You reign. Lift your hands to whatever. There are three of you here, and the fire of God will come upon you. Father, at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Touch. Lift your hands to whatever. I release fire. Touch. I release fire. Holy Ghost. Touch. Sick in your body, it's time for that sickness to go. If it's a blood infection or an organ infection, just place your hand on your chest. If it has to do with your ear, put your hands there. If it's your eyes, put your hands. If you have a broken bone or a dislocation, just lay your hands there. Now. I command spirits of infirmities, their bodies, out of their bodies, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. I command pains to go, blinding devils, deafening spirits, pain causing demons, organ causing demons, blood causing demons. In the name of Jesus, you are uprooted. I bind you. Come out of their bodies. Eyes, see. Ears, hear. Pains, go. Organs, receive life. I command every affliction in the name of Jesus, go down. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Lord is healing people. The Lord is healing people. Even children are being healed. The Lord is healing people. Growths are leaving people. Pains are going. God is healing. Blood infection is being corrected. Organ infection. Receive new kidneys. Receive new livers. And then do double and oh. Roger to double and oh. Oh, yeah. And I do double and oh. And I do double and oh.
Do double and oh.
Do double and oh.
Do double and oh. If you couldn't walk before, rise up and begin to walk.
You have pain in your body. In that place, the pain is gone. Ears begin to hear. Eyes begin to see. So this is compounding. Exercise your faith and take your healing. Now. In the name of Jesus. Check your bodies. And see the wonders of God. Check your bodies. Check your bodies. If you have noticed a change, wave quickly. Look at that. Check your bodies. Inside and outside. You are God. You are not just people.
You are not God,
you are a great
God. You are God, you are God. You are not just evil. You are
a great
God.
There is somebody with a heart condition, a heart palpitating condition. Your heart literally jerks, and sometimes it throws you down. And you have faint cells. That affliction just ended. Who is that person? Who is that person? Mama, are you the one? Come quickly. You are not just
God. Hey. You are a great God.
You are God.
You are God. You are not just evil. You are not just God.
Who is the best praise leader here? Who is the one? Did you pray in tongues before coming for this place? Come on. Peace be still. Come. Give her the mic. I needed to be sure. Listen, we are about to announce the defeat of Satan. But before we do that, let's mock him with the testimony. You know, some of you, they deployed principalities to afflict you. Some of you, they deployed high-ranking demons. But we just called the name of Jesus. And the assignment of the devil in your life for 5 years just ended. Just by one name. Let's mock the devil. Then I will release power. Everybody in this conference will go out and do the same. Because you are under this atmosphere, you are implicated for glory. You are implicated for signs and for wonders. And it will not end with you. Isaiah said, I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are for signs, we are for wonders. So even your children are implicated for signs and for wonders. If you notice a healing, now the protocol guys, we don't have space, so we'll need you to step aside. Somebody has been healed of lung condition. You have a challenge breathing. There's been a lung condition. Who is that person?
A lung condition is like an asthmatic condition. You have a challenge breathing. You are the one, you've been healed. I forgot to tell you to call your loved one. But don't worry. Before you leave here, we release that anointing on you. You will go home and touch the sick. They will be healed. Tell me quickly. I may not be able to take all. Look at those who got healed. Come and wave your hand. Is Jesus not wonderful? It's not even a healing service. I came with a very strong message. See, I wanted to teach about Holy Spirit, the wind. But he said, no, don't teach. I want to manifest as the wind. Apostle, look at it. Holy Spirit, the wind. But when I came, he said, no, I will move as the wind. Because it's one thing to hear it, it's another to experience it. Let me hear what God has done.
My mom has been experiencing failure.
Heart failure?
Yes. They got for her. Yesterday you announced that on Sunday is miracle and healing service. The person come. But I said to her, and she called me that she's not feeling that heart failure again.
The pain is gone.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost. He told me somebody had a heart contradiction. Mama, did you have the same condition? What happened?
Praise the name of the Lord. As I was standing there, you said that we should lay our hands. And immediately I laid my hand, I just see somebody that wore white clothes.
I told you, angels were in the building. See, when we say these things, we are not talking lofty things. We are only giving you commentary of spiritual realities. You saw a white being.
Yes.
And what happened?
So, something does.
Something left you. And you had a heart condition?
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 years now.
3 years.
Sometimes I will feel
pain. Okay, when you breathe, you feel pain.
Yes.
Breathe down, let's see.
No
the pain,
yes.
The pain is gone. This is an old woman. She's not an emotional person. It's reality. She's a young person. You can say, okay, they have finished some sensation. Tell me, what has God done?
Pastor, sir, this young one had a healing. For about 6 weeks, he's supposed to be a part of the ushers, but he couldn't serve because of the pains on his knee.
On the knee?
For about 6 weeks now.
For about 6 weeks?
Yes. But while the service was going on and the prayer was on, he realized he could do what he couldn't do.
What couldn't you do before?
I could not jump.
You couldn't jump?
Yes. And whenever I wake up from sleep, I cannot straighten my legs.
Come here and jump now. Come on! Give Jesus a shout! Just go into them, find out, just pick like 3-4 testimonies. Let's hear it. Then we'll release something. Where's the lady that was healed of a menstrual condition? Come. What happened to you? Give her the mic.
Last month I did not see my menstrual
You didn't see your message, yeah?
Yes.
So what happened?
So I prayed to God that please issue, that please, so that I can see my menstrual.
Speak into the mic.
I prayed to God so that I can see my menstrual.
So what happened?
From, I think, at the ending of last month till now, I can see my menstrual.
But has it started now? It started now in this service. Oh yeah, le ma ne kunde le ma na. Aye le 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 le. Igwe, igwe, igwe. You have a kidney condition.
Yes,
yes, God told me heal somebody with kidney condition.
Yes, on
for how long?
The pain started last month.
Yes.
So I was not able to see the doctor till this Tuesday. So I went for a scan and he said that my enemies have a kidney problem from the left hand side. Even with the injection and with the
you've already
drugs,
been taking injection and drugs.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
the pain was there.
It was there.
What did Jesus do? He's gone. And you are just looking like that.
Challenges with his health since 2018. He had a dislocated shoulder. He gave a word for someone who has dislocation, and then what he couldn't do since then, he can do it right now.
Hold on, the hand normally pulled.
And the hand pulled out.
Yes.
Because of the dislocation, it pulls out.
Yes.
So what happened now? And the hand is no longer pulling out.
Anya,
can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I just heard now that somebody has a cancerous condition. It has to do with cancer. And that God has begun to deal with that growth. I don't know if you are standing for someone or the person is here. I just heard that God is dealing with somebody with cancer. Who is that? Are you the one or you are standing for someone? Come, let me hear. What happened?
There's a lump on my right breast.
Is the lump still there?
No.
There was a lump on your right breast.
Yes.
And the lump is gone. See, the people taking the testimony are slow. So the angels that God sent to do the work, they are eager to tell me what they did. As we are celebrating, they are giving God thanks. Just that many can't see. They are giving God thanks because they completed the assignment that brought them for this meeting. And let me tell you something. Some of them are carrying chalices of oil to anoint men for healing. To anoint men. We are delaying them. We need to take a few more testimonies so we can give matching orders.
I praise God. For 4 months now, I hardly sleep. My ear was paining me.
Your ears were paining you and you couldn't sleep.
So yesterday when you prophesied about the person that I have here, I was just praying. I said, God, let this be it for me.
What happened now?
And it happened. I was in a group in Facebook a day before this program. And I asked them for medical advice on the ear. They told me to.
Is it there?
Yes. It's on here. One day ago before this program.
So one day ago, he was seeking medical council online.
Yes, they told me that my eyes have a problem. I have to go for the doctor, or my brain has a problem, a damage problem. That is why that kind of pain can come through the ear.
Okay, so, eyes and ears contradiction.
Yes.
So what happened now?
So when you were prophesying about the ear, I just felt something went off me. So yesterday I said, let me just go for my test and see what will happen.
Oh, you went up to test
and see what will happen. Then when I went on, I was waking up, I was speaking in tongues. There was no from morning from the night till now. There was no fear till now.
What happened?
Apostle said the healings are much. This young man had a healing on his chest and back. He said he had a pain on his spine. But while the prayer was ongoing, he realized it's gone. This lady had a challenge with her tummy. It's as though if she wants to sing, her intestines are being tied. Also, but as it's ongoing, it's right gone. Now, it's gone. Several healings, sir.
How many of you have a healing connected to your ear? You. What was wrong? You couldn't hear with your right ear for how long? Come.
It's been long.
You couldn't hear at all with the right ear. You were deaf on the right ear.
Yes.
For how long?
It's been long.
So what did Jesus do now?
But now I can hear clear.
Are you sure?
You are big, 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 big. You are large, 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 large. You are great, 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 great. You are a great God.
Completely deaf on the right ear. She can't even remember for how long. And it's open. I would have did all of that, but some people say it's when you do it, they will perceive. So somebody should take her outside, I'll be sure. Let's not do it on the altar so it will not be euphoria and excitement. Who has a healing connected to the eyes? You had a healing connect. Come. Sister, come. Somebody had a condition with your throat. With your throat. Yes. You couldn't even swallow. There was a growth inside your throat. There was a growth inside your throat.
For the past last 2 weeks, I've been feeling sore throat. I've been struggling with sore throat.
It's been there, right? But it's gone.
But after the prayer, I couldn't feel anything again.
What happened?
My eyes are sensitive to light, so I use glasses.
Oh, but what happened now?
And when you said we should place our hands on wherever we feel the pain, I placed my hands on my eyes and
you
I heard
no
a voice saying,
okay.
That why would I be connected to God and have eye problem? I should use my hands and wipe my face, and I did that, and it just gone.
And it was just gone. Yeah. You cannot. For how long did you have that condition?
It's been long. I can't remember.
What happened to her? Yes. What was wrong with you? Give her the mic. Oh, the ear. Where is the second person with the eye condition? Tell us, what did Jesus do?
Hallelujah. Every night, like mostly, I can't sleep because my eyes will always eat me. I'll just be eating my eyes all through the night. But since yesterday, when you said we should go back home and then where are you? When I went back home, I slept now. I slept, I woke up, I checked the eye. Eyes, no pain in me, it's not eating me. I slept.
It's time for you to receive empowerment. Those of you in front here, we can't take the testimonies, but don't go. Don't just go and forget it. The Bible said there were 9-10 lepers. They were healed. Only one came back. And that one was made whole. Write what God has done for you and send it to the Anakazo family, Anakazo Missions International, so they can give God glory for what is done for you. Is there anybody here that thinks I should hear your testimony? Who is that person? What happened?
I'm having abdominal pain for 5 days now. I could not stand long.
Who was healed of something that has to do with pie? You will find difficulty going to ease yourself. I just picked that now. What happened?
When I want to eat myself, I can't eat myself. It will be like there I'm removing blood on my
injury. I just heard that you were healed.
Yes, sir.
It's permanent. Touch! Hallelujah! Lift your hands to what happened.
Hallelujah!
sorry. So sorry. I just wanted to deal with one person that had hunger, and then the service was hijacked from my hand. You know, I'm so sorry. Lift your hands toward heaven. Daddy, can I pray with you? Can I pray with you? Can I pray with you? You know, we need leaders. We need men of authority in the kingdom. There's a grace for leadership on your life. And there are three things God wants to do now. One, He wants to shift your finances. Number two, He wants to bring you into honorable connections and fraternity. And number three, He wants to crown you with an excellent spirit. There's a mantle of leadership. So let it be written. So let it be established. Because it's an order of Daniel. An excellent spirit. In the name of Jesus. Are you connected with Him? Mama, let me hold hands with you quickly. Yes. It's an authority. He said it's the dimension of Daniel. Because he will be a leader in church, he will be a leader in government. It's a dimension of Daniel. A prophet and a king. Lift your hands toward heaven. Struggling with walking outside. I don't know if there's a pain on your two knees and your waist. Is there somebody struggling with walking? Stand up now and walk to me here. You have just been healed. Stand up and walk to me. Is somebody struggling with walking? Either pain on your knees and your waist? Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, tell the person to come. Hallelujah. 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 Tell her to start walking. Go now. The window is open. You couldn't walk. Your knees are a challenge. You are having to come. The Holy Ghost told me you will help her and that He has touched her. Walk. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Where's the first sister? What was wrong with you? You couldn't? Oh, wow. You too. What was wrong?
Leg has been constantly paining me right from when I was 8 years old.
When you were 8 years old? Check, is the pain still there?
Just move around, move around. What happened to you?
I had this.
Sorry? You couldn't bend before because of waist pain?
Yes.
Come and bend, let's see. For how long?
Long now, for weeks now. For some months.
For months? What happened?
Like since last week, I've been having pains in my leg. Even today, I've been struggling to walk. I struggle to come back.
But come, walk, let's see. That affliction is gone. Out! Lift your hands toward heaven. In order for it not to be emotional, I will just give the command that the angel has to begin to anoint. Sir, you just received a scepter in the spirit. And the Lord said you will command demons. I don't know what to do. Are you a minister? A doctor and a pastor. He said you will begin to command demons of infirmities. So you will not only walk with your medical tools. As you go to the hospital and touch people, they will be healed. Before you administer your medical prowess, they will be healed. He said you just receive authority to address demons. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus, that word is brought to pass. As you live here, the Spirit of the Lord will mantle you and you will be changed into another man. And even in your medical practice, there is promotion. There is speed coming your way. All of a sudden, the wind of the Spirit will come upon you. And he said, the hand of God came upon Elijah. And he outran the chariots of Ahab, even unto Jezreel. That grace comes upon you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands toward him. The impartation will begin suddenly. Because I see 12 people coming under the influence of the power of God. The angels begin to pour oil on your head. The horn of oil is being lifted. And so, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, to the overflow, every healing agent here, now, Holy Ghost, touch! 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 Just breathe your name upon me, breathe! Just breathe your name upon me, breathe! Your name, oh yeah, is your name, breathe, Lord!
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Hey, hey. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Your hair,
your
hair,
your hair, your hair.
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.